Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The butcher of Gujarat desecrates the blessed land of Palestine alongside the Jews. To strengthen the alliance between the Hindu mushrikeen who wage war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers, the butcher of Gujarat, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, visited the Jewish entity from February 24 to 26, 2026. This was his second visit, following his first in 2017, and it came amidst escalating regional tensions and the ongoing massacres perpetrated by the Jewish state over the past 2 years. With the unwavering support of Modi and his American master, the visit witnessed the signing of 16 memoranda of understanding worth over $10 billion in the areas of war, trade, and technology. In addition, Modi delivered a speech before the Knesset, in which he affirmed his absolute enmity towards Islam and Muslims alongside the Jewish entity and his close solidarity with the Jewish state. It was clear that the aim of the visit was to strengthen the strategic partnership between the occupiers of Muslim lands, the Blessed Land of Palestine, and wounded Kashmir, especially after the military confrontation that took place between India and Pakistan in May 2025. With the focus on creating a state of unity between the two countries. Agreements were reached on a free trade agreement, a bilateral investment treaty, and cooperation in artificial intelligence, precision agriculture, and defense, a complete union between the two usurping entities. The visit's agenda included meetings with the enemy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Netanyahu, and discussions with him about the India, Middle East, Europe Economic Corridor and the I2U2 framework, India, quote, Israel, UAE, US. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسَ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will surely find the most hostile of people towards the believers to be the Jews and those who associate others with Allah. Al-Ma'idah 82. Among the most prominent statements and stances during the visit was Modi's address to the Knesset, in which he declared, India stands with, quote, Israel firmly, with full conviction, in this moment and beyond. No cause can justify the murder of civilians. Nothing can justify terrorism. He expressed India's condolences for the victims of the October 7, 2023 attacks, drawing a parallel with the November 26 Mumbai attacks. Modi also expressed support for the Gaza Peace Initiative, endorsed by the UN Security Council and spearheaded by the butcher of Gaza, Trump, and called for a just resolution to the Palestinian issue within the framework of the Abraham Accords. Netanyahu, in turn, reciprocated Modi's sentiments, stating, quote, India supports, quote, Israel with it because it understands that, quote, Israel serves as a protective wall against barbarism. A clear reference to Islam and Muslims, their common enemy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punish them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ إِلَّا تَفْعَلُوهُ تَكُنْ فِتْنَةٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَفَسَادٌ كَبِيرٌ. Those who disbelieve ally with one another. If you do not do so, there will be fitna on earth and great corruption. Al-Anfal 73. The sensitivity of the timing of the visit stems from the fact that it strengthens the Trump-American alliance that seeks to establish in the Middle East, led by America's agents, foremost among them the Jewish entity, what is known as the New Middle East. This is following the massacre carried out by America and its allies from among the Jews and regional and global regimes, the escalation of American-Iranian tensions, and the attempt to break the isolation of the Jewish entity after it committed crimes condemned by many peoples of the earth and humanitarian organizations. The visit of the butcher of Gujarat did not provoke the ire of any regime or ruler in the Muslim world. Instead, the plane that carried him from India to the Blessed Land of Palestine passed through the airspace of Muslim countries. The plane that took off from Delhi towards Gujarat in southwest India, then crossed the Arabian Sea to Oman, passing through the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, then Jordan, and finally the Blessed Land of Palestine. This is a clear confirmation that Modi is welcomed by these Rawabida lowly, incompetent rulers and regimes. They are the ones who opened the way for him to reach his destination. He would not have arrived safely if there had been an entity that ruled by what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And at its head was a ruler like Muhammad bin Qasim, who killed Modi's ancestor, Raja Dahir, for terrorizing Muslim women. He would not have strutted about in the blessed land of Palestine if the Khilafah, Caliphate, had been established under the leadership of a ruler like Umar al-Faruq, radiallahu anhu, for he would have broken the cross, killed the Jews, and purified the land of the Isra and Mi'raj from the defilement of the Jews who received him with enthusiasm. We say to the Muslim Ummah in general and to the people of military power and protection in particular, enough of this humiliation and aggression against us from the most despicable of creation, the Hindus and Jews. So in this blessed month of Ramadan, strive to uproot the oppressive regimes in the Muslim world and replace them with the Khalifa Rashid, rightly guided Caliph, who will liberate Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and Kashmir from the defilement of the Jews and Hindus, thus fulfilling the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, on the authority of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, qala la taqumu as-sa'atu hatta tuqatilu al-yahud hatta yaqulu al-hajaru wara'ahu al-yahudi ya muslim hadha yahudi wara'i faqtul. The hour will not come until you fight the Jews, until the stone behind which a Jew is hiding says, O Muslim, there's a Jew behind me, then kill him. Al-Bukhari. The military expedition to Hind, India, is also of repeated mention, in which Abu Huraira said, on the authority of Abu Huraira, he said, وَعَدَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ غَزْوَةُ الْهِنْدِ فَإِنْ أَدْرَكْتُهَا أُنْفِقُ فِيهَا نَفْسِي وَمَالِي فَإِنْ أُقْتَلْ كُنْتُ مِنْ أَفْضَلِ الشُّهَدَاءِ وَإِنْ أَرْجَعْ فَأَنَا أَبُو هُرَيْرَ الْمُحَرَّرِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him and grant him peace, promised us the military expedition to India. If I live to see it, I will spend my life and my wealth in it. If I am killed, I will be amongst the best of martyrs. And if I return, I am Abu Huraira, the freed one. An-Nisa'i. The Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir.